This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:38 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And moving on now to something more serious, actually. It's 5:43. And for today on Twitter, Rohingya is trending because there's this video that's been circulating online of Rohingya children walking on roads and trying to get drivers' attention. I'm putting that quite mildly, actually. If you've seen the videos, then you'll know what they were doing because the video shows a group of children going up to cars on the road and knocking on their windows to get their attention and following that up with some gestures. You know, people were some of them were shaking fists, others were sort of doing hand gestures. And yeah, we've therefore, after that video went up, others responded to it with videos of their own of seemingly the same group of children doing the same thing to other road users. And I think as this story brings together a number of different things that are real touch points for people. I think, you know, children, education, but also refugee in the refugee community, because there have been a variety of responses to this video. Many, however, have come out to question why these children were on the streets in the first place and why education for them is important. So, for example, we have this from Chawan Half Empty, who says, this shows the importance of education. Recognize them, set up schools, give them education. Otherwise, you know, you will forever be facing the issue of adab. The problem won't go away with more hate. We also have Hadi Azmi, who says it's not just the kids lacking education after becoming refugees. Since their citizenship was revoked in 1982, the Rohingya have been denied an education. Imagine 40 years without that and its impact on a community. And to close off, we have this from Malati Nungsari, who says, we should be talking about systemic oppression, injustice, lack of protection, no access to basic human rights. Instead, we are back to basically telling Rohingya people to go back home. Once you're ready for intelligent discussion and debate, I'll be here. And I think a couple of things here. I mean, I agree so much with this issue of education and with this issue of education and access, right? And how even if you have people in smaller ways trying to ensure that stateless children are provided for with an education, it also only goes up to a certain point. When you don't recognize citizenship or even just some form of recognition of where they stand in a country, that also really complicates matters when it comes to whether or not they can go to school. I think the other thing also that this shows is perhaps the difficulty for the refugee community in terms of being ideals and how anything that strays away from that, you immediately get the cries of a fair amount of hate, people saying to go back home, people saying that they are the problem when in fact, you know, it really isn't that. There are so many other things that we need to be talking about. Because I was thinking about how with the flooding, there were so many positive stories that were coming up about the Rohingya community offering to share what they had with people who had been affected by the floods. There were stories of foreign workers from Bangladesh, for example, doing the same. And you had all this positivity and this feel-good sense, right, of like, see, you know, even people who we don't necessarily welcome to our country, they are still so good to us in our times of need. And then you compare and contrast that to the kinds of reaction that this video get, where you have this instant pushback. And I think that shows you in some ways the difficulty that many refugees live with of having to be ideal and perfect at all times. And when you're not, how quickly that crumbles into go home, when in fact there is no home to return to. So what are your thoughts on this issue? We're talking today about Rohingya trending on Twitter because of a video circulating online of a group of Rohingya children walking on roads and trying to get drivers' attentions, knocking on their windows and things like that. You can let us know what you think. That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Balming frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:48 and you're listening to Evening Edition with Lynn. We've been discussing why Rohingya is trending. There's been a video circulating online of Rohingya children walking on roads, trying to get drivers' attentions, knocking on their windows, making hand gestures and the like. And that has opened up Well, I mean, the usual kinds of messages you would expect, but also a larger conversation about how important it is for stateless children to have access to education. And so if you have thoughts on either of those issues, both of those issues, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So on the point about the Rohingya children that we were talking about on today on Twitter, MZ says, this reminds me of when I was in India. Kids coming up to your car, asking for money, at least they were more civil and less vulgar. I saw the video and it's obvious that they don't know what those signs mean. They were probably taught by someone. That is true. I think that in general, I don't know. I mean, in general, whenever you see children put in that position, it is a very difficult thing to look at. I think it's a very difficult thing to reckon with as well. And it always, I think, goes back to the question of how things are at home, whether or not a country is providing for their children, especially providing for children who find themselves in vulnerable positions. But that point, particularly about not knowing what those signs mean, I think is important, because you have a lot of tweets pointing out the lack of, in some cases, civilization, in some cases, manners, you know, all these words coming up. But I think it's worth asking, you know, looking at the children and looking at what they're doing, whether there is a recognition of what, for example, a fist or a middle finger might be. And I don't think that there is, or at least it doesn't seem to me to be the case. We also have an anonymous message who says, not just refugees, but stateless people in Semporna, Orang Bajau, you know, Orang Bajau Laut, they need access to education. You can see children sleeping on the street in Semporna. And yeah, I think, again, this is definitely not just applicable to one group of people. I really think this is for, yeah, I mean, all people who find themselves in that position of not really having anywhere to go. And if we think about school and the kinds of opportunities it offers, the kinds of upward mobility it offers, basically the kind of knowledge that it offers, when you think about children not having access to that, it is just incredibly sad. So keep those messages coming. We'll be back after the news and after some music. We have The Police with When the World is Running Down, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.